In that fall, when it comes rains, they come up, and then sometimes you cut the better crop the next year than you did the first crop. It has been done. Well, it'll be, they call it a volunteer crop.
Well, talking about oats, which is easier to harvest, wheat or oats?
Really, oats is the easiest. Mm-hmm. Oats works the best. It's that is with a binder, cutting with a binder, and it's, there ain't a lot of difference in them, but then it's really the easier.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, now what about, you were talking about wheat, y'all had wheat. Now, what, you would tie wheat up into a...
A bundle. Mm-hmm. It's tied in a bundle.
And then if you pile those bundles up, you pile them up into a...
Shocks. They were putting shocks. And I put you 12 or 15 bundles in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the heads together this way, and then, sort of here. And then you take two bundles and you spread them apart. They have one up on this here, and then another on that, and that sheds the water off. It keeps the water from going down in that shock. And they stay there. Go in then and take a wagon and haul them to a certain place and put a pole in the ground, stand up, and they'd what they call stack it around that pole. Mm-hmm. It'll be there when the thresher comes along to thresh them. But in most of the cases, the wagon or the haul them just went out in the field where they shock and haul them to the mm-hmm. separate thresher.
Well, what about having could you raise per acre?
We, back when I was a boy and we was raising wheat, anywhere from 15 to 20 bushels an acre. And if we made 20 bushels, we had a wheat crop. That was a big crop.
Mm-hmm.
We sold a bushel an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And now then, they'll sow 3 or 4 bushels an acre, and they'll harvest, well, from 40 to 60 bushels, a little more an acre, while they're fertilizing it. Mm-hmm. And that makes a difference too. Well, we just didn't sow wheat enough back then to make the wheat. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, would you get that wheat and then they would make? Did they have a flour mill?
Had a flour mill right south of us here.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a flour mill, and of course they've ground corn for a meal, but it is main. They, it was a flour mill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now the flour that they make from wheat, what would they make as far as bread from that kind of flour?
Besides bread, light bread, and
they make
any kind of all kinds of pastries, biscuits, and cakes and pies and all.
Mm-hmm.
Now. When I can first remember, now up at the Haywood place,
mm-hmm.
there's a mill there that made ground wheat and all of that. Well, when you carried a sack of wheat, ordinarily a regular sack, the wheat held 2 bushels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you fill that up and they'd pretty well fill it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they told that now. I don't know how much they're taking up. 8th part, I believe, but anyhow, they told it. But when they ground out, you had a sack when you carried it home as full as it was when you carried it over there. But you brought back home the shorts and the whole grain. That's what you brought back. Well, the woman, when she went into the kitchen to make biscuits, she had a sifter.
Mm-hmm.
And she sifted that flour.
Mm-hmm.
And the bran was left in the sieve here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the grain of that wheat was in this flour.
Mm-hmm.